Welcome everybody to the Five Roller Podcast. Right now you're listening to what I'm going to call the Three Roller Podcast, because I only have three things to talk about. Now my name is Simon Vasquez, SimVas05 on Instagram, and this is my brother, who's about to tell you his Discord.
Hello guys, this is Simon's brother. My name on Discord is a dragon named Elazar at hashtag 9508.
Thank you, Elazar, for that special introduction. Make sure to go follow him on Discord. But right now, we're going to start off the Five Roller Podcast with something that almost every child, every child needs. So parents, if you're listening to this, listen up. We're going to be talking about vaccines. So there are people on two sides. There's people on one side that say vaccines are good for people, and it helps other kids like that can't get vaccines, like infants or children that are too sick to get vaccinated. And there are people on the other side that are wrong that say vaccines are bad. They cause autism. I don't get my child vaccines because they are dangerous, okay? If I get my child vaccinated, he will get autism. And I'm concerned about the number of vaccines that a child has to get. That's bad for my child. I'm my child's parent, and I do what's best for my child. And yes, parents are different. All parents are different. So there are parents that believe vaccines are good and want to take care of their children. And there are other parents that go, vaccines are bad, so I'm going to do this to protect my child. And I can't change their thoughts. But I'm here to tell them why they should change their thoughts. Because there's a thing in the world that I believe is called herd immunity. So, like, herd immunity, I believe, is something that is called... herd immunity is, like, when people are vaccinated, and people that can't get vaccinated won't get the illness because everybody else has already been vaccinated, and they don't have the illness, like measles or polio, even though I think it's already erased from the world. So parents, get your children vaccinated. That's the good thing. That's the best thing for your child. If you don't get your child vaccinated, they will be sick and will probably have a chance to die, because measles is a dangerous disease. It kills. It's a deadly disease. And if you get a vaccine, you won't get the measles. There's a high chance that you won't get the measles. So parents, just get your kids vaccinated. Vaccines are not dangerous. They don't cause autism. They won't hurt your child. And, like, in some cases, they might cause some bad... They might have some side effects. But they'll help the world stay healthy. They won't get people sick and all that stuff, okay? So probably best if you keep your kids safe, okay? Vaccinate your kids and keep your kids, other kids... Every child in the world is safe. Okay, now we're going to move on to something very different from vaccines. We're going to talk about Trump's lies. Now, we're going to get... this is going to be our last story, but we're going to give you a clue about what it's going to be. We're going to tell you who it's going to be about. Our last story will be about Jeffrey Epstein. And right now we're going to talk about one of the close friends of Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, he was the 45th president of the United States. He's a racist. Every Democrat or normal person knows that. And Trump, he's a liar, and everybody in the world knows that. But Trump, he's a conspiracy theorist as well. And Trump spreads a ton of lies, from saying that if people hadn't voted illegally, he would have won the popular vote, to saying that Brock was not born here. And Brock was born here. Of course Brock was born here. And Trump kept on saying so many lies, saying Brock was not from here. Brock was not here. I totally know that. That's what Donald Trump was saying. And Barack Obama was here. Like, he's more American than Donald Trump. Because, literally, Brock did hard work to make this country great again. And Donald Trump, there's barely any paper on his desk. And he barely does anything. He's mostly going off playing golf and forgetting about stuff and almost bringing us into wars. And he keeps saying that Barack was a terrible president when Barack literally helped many Americans get health care and helped save many lives and actually did work. Now, there are many more lies that Donald Trump has said over the years during his presidency. When he said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall, and then when he said the wall will cost $4 billion, then went up to $6 billion, then $8 billion, to $10 billion, to $12 billion. He lied about that. He also said that Ted Cruz's father killed JFK, which is totally not true. Like, I'm not sure who killed him, whether if it was Lee Harvey Oswald or somebody else. This is a big mystery, a big conspiracy theory, that this is one of the biggest conspiracy theories out there about JFK's assassination. And of course, Donald Trump had to get in it and claim it was a rival's parent of his. Well, yes. He also said a lie that Muslims celebrated on 9/11 in New Jersey. Nobody would celebrate that. Nobody celebrates. Nobody in the world that lived in the United States would celebrate 9/11. Another one of Trump's lies was a lie about four Democratic congresswomen, where he said, and I quote, "These women should go back to the infested countries where they came from." And that's just absolutely the most racist thing I have heard Donald Trump say. And people, Republicans are going like, that's not racist, that's not racist. And Democrats are literally arguing and actually saying smart stuff like saying, that is racist, that is racist. And Donald Trump literally cannot be accused of racist because, yes, this is true. The president of the United States cannot be called racist while in office. And that's just absurd because these comments are absolutely racist. And now, like, Donald Trump can't be called racist. So let me guess, he's gonna start tweeting and going like, tweeting out the n-words and going and saying every person of color is terrible, and everybody is equal, everybody is the same, okay, except for assholes like the Ku Klux Klan and racist people. Those people can go straight to hell, but everybody else is the same, okay, everybody else is the same, everybody's equal. Nobody's different, except for Barack Obama and Donald Trump. They're different people because Barack is literally an amazing person. Trump is white nationalist. All right, let's get to our last story. And our last story tonight is about Jeffrey Epstein. So people who don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, well, this is basically what this is who he is. Jeffrey Epstein is a multimillionaire worth about $559 million, around that. And he was also a young child molester. He molested young women, ranging from ages from 13, 14, 15. Like, he molested them. He was a child molester. And recently, he hanged himself in his prison cell. And this could have actually been prevented, because actually, he was on suicide watch for a short time, because he was found in a cell one day with bruises around his neck, or marks around his neck, I don't know. And they put him on suicide watch, and where he was being held, it was incredibly understaffed. So they need to hire people there, so something like this won't happen again. But it was understaffed, and they had nobody to watch him on suicide watch. And then he was cleared from suicide watch on July 29th, and a few days later, he hung himself in his jail cell. And when he hung himself, there was actually a trial going on about him molesting young children. And now these women won't get their day in court with him. But they will still, and it's kind of like they lost a bit of justice, but they will still get justice because the investigation's still going on. It's not gonna stop. These women got molested, Raped. They were raped. Not molested. They were raped. And, you know, it's kind of the facility's fault for letting him die. But they weren't understaffed, so they really couldn't do anything about it. They had to get more workers. So it's kind of on the facility's fault, and kind of not, because they were understaffed. But now these women won't get to see him go to jail and won't get to see him go away in cuffs in jail. They won't see him probably cry. We won't see him snitch on his friends. He could have snitched on Donald Trump, and we could have taken him out as president. But then again, Republicans would have gone like, no, that's not what he did. It's totally legal. And, you know, this is bad for those women who got plenty of time, who were molested and raped and just depressed and literally will never feel the same again after what Epstein did to them. But still, they will more likely have their day in court, because the investigation will still go on. Epstein will still be found the guilty monster that he is, and everybody in the world will feel how it feels like, will know how it felt, and how it felt for those women. And Jeffrey Epstein can burn in hell for what he did to those women. Alright? This was the Five Roller Podcast. This is Simon Vasquez. SimVessel5 on Instagram. No, don't. Goodbye. I'm sorry, I also forgot to add that I like vaccines, I hate Trump's lies, and I hate Jeffrey Epstein. He can burn in hell.